Hello and welcome to episode 70 of Champion the Gamer. I'm joined by Shady Plays. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Are
I'm good, man. I say you said prior you're quite confident, so I'm quite keen.
Yep.
Let everyone know who you are first of all and what you do.
Well, my name is Shady, or some people can call me Adam. I don't care what you call me. I make video game related content with a mix of horror films and a bit of music on the side as well.
And when did it all start for you?
It all started in 2021. That's when I first started TikTok. It wasn't really like much about video games because back then I was really into music. So I started making content about music, mainly about hip hop.
We can get into
So
that. We can
yeah,
get
and
into that.
it went on with for about 3 or 4 years, and then I decided to make a change. And then I made another account, which is I'm using now. Then I went on to make content about horror films, and then I put that to a side and decided to make video game content as well. But I'm mi mixing them all up.
Because, I mean, I don't know where to start now because I've got so many questions. Hip hop, where, who, favourites?
Hip hop, I've always been into hip hop since I was a kid. I'm also into heavy metal as well. My favorite has got to be one of the greatest of all time, Nas.
Oh, my goat. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
His rhymes, his storylines, in his music, it's just powerful. No one can't touch him.
Has he got the best album of all time?
Has he got the best album of all time? I'd say so, yes.
Because my argument is if Illmatic isn't, what is? And I don't think it's easy to think of one, is it?
Oh, there's a few in mind. There's To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick, Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem. Unpopular one, I'd probably say Me Against the World by Tupac.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, anything KRS-One or probably Wu-Tang is probably up there for me. But I mean,
Yeah.
Nas to me just epitomizes everything you want in a hip-hop album.
Yeah.
I love it to bits, man. Before I get into all that, because I'll be here for hours talking about that, we probably get back onto the task at hand. So you said you obviously massive into your music and everything. What was the impetus then to change into the games? Like, where's that come from?
Well, after I took a break from making music content, I went on to do horror films for a bit, and that lasted quite a long. And then the reason why I went on to make video game content is because I was scrolling through my For You page and I saw Chesterfield Gamers Live, like out of nowhere. It was playing Resident Evil 2 remake. So I hopped in and I can tell he was struggling with the game. So I had to help him out because I'm a massive Resident Evil fan and I know what to do bit by bit. So ever since then, followed him, and I guess he's the one who really inspired me to make video game related content, so I'll give him props for that.
I think it's fair to say he's had a big influence on a lot of us.
Yeah.
When I had him on, bless him, he doesn't really see that in the best way. He doesn't really understand that. And that's part of the reason why we do love him, because he's so humble and just
Yeah.
doesn't grasp it.
Yeah, he's
So,
down to earth.
because then, has that then shaped the content you do, if you know what I mean? Like, what type of videos do you make? Just for those that don't necessarily know who you are, but what type of videos do you make on video game content?
I sometimes speak about games. I used to mainly talk about Resident Evil quite a lot. And then I s sort of shifted to like talking about other games like Doom, God of War, Hitman, and some other games as well. But I guess Chesterfield Gamer has inspired me to do like see pickups as well, like collecting other video games from different shops.
Because do you collect games? Have you got a, would you say you got a collection there, or do you just pick up what you want to play, sort of thing?
I wouldn't say I've got a massive collection. I've got a decent amount, but yeah, I play them all.
That's about my next question. What, what are you playing? Do you play what you have, or do you collect to collect? Because obviously some of us have got like limited space, obviously, so we don't have the space to just hold stuff. And that was always my calling card, was I've played at some point. Because what are you playing regularly? Are you a PS2 guy, PS3 guy? Are you an Xbox guy? What's your go-to?
I'm a PlayStation player, but I've got games for different consoles, for consoles that I don't own.
Like what?
I got one GameCube game. I've got one on the shelf, and then I've got a PC game.
Why? If you're
I don't
not
know.
playing them, why have you got them?
Mainly because on the shelf, this is what I mainly collect. I've got Scream films, I've got Resident Evil stuff, and I've got God of War stuff. So the Resident Evil remake for the GameCube is the only GameCube game I've got, but I don't own the
I mean,
console.
there's worse games to have, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because that is a class version. Have you got plans on then grabbing a GameCube at some point? Are you going to try and expand it?
Yeah, I'm planning on grabbing a GameCube. I've always been interested in a GameCube. Anyway, my uncle had one.
Because I mean, I don't know. Don't obviously want to assume ages, but what was your like first foray into gaming? Were you the PS2 generation? Were you a PS1
Yeah,
generation?
PlayStation 2 generation. It was Mortal Kombat. I think it was Mortal Kombat Deception that started it all for me.
Such a random starting point, by the way. Like those games are so. Actually, got Deadly Alliance, Shaolin Monks, and what's the other one?
Armageddon.
Deception, Armageddon. That's it. I've got those four, but they're amazing games.
Yeah,
Amazing
definitely.
games. Yeah. So, have you got? I mean, dare I ask? Have you got siblings? Like, are you a competitive? What I'm trying to say is, are you a competitive gamer, or do you just play for a bit of a laugh?
I say I'm a bit of both. It depends what games I play. When it's competitive, I play stuff like Call of Duty or any online stuff. But when I'm playing story mode, I'll just sit there and relax and enjoy.
Like, because with the whole content side of things, to bring it back to that, are you finding now that because you've got quite a following, frankly, and it's obviously well deserved and everything, but are you finding that you're seeing things online, whether it's TikTok or anywhere, that's then making you think, I actually want to play that. I'm going to go out and get that now. Are you doing that first of all?
Yeah, it's mainly come from YouTube as well, because I watch quite a lot of gaming videos on YouTube, like some hidden gems, and some stuff on TikTok that I see as well makes me want to collect even more.
And I mean, I don't know what your patience is like or how stubborn you are, but do you think you're gonna jump on that train and start kind of? I know you said you might get a GameCube and stuff, but you can start collecting more, do you think?
Possibly, yeah.
Because I wonder if we've all been there, and I mean, I guess I'm still in it, but now that you're doing content on gaming, do you think you're gonna start picking up stuff to make content out of it? Or is it just a case of, I like that, I'll get it?
I probably will, yeah.
Because there's two trains of thought there, in there. Like, are you playing a game now thinking I want to chat about it? Or are you still playing it just to play it?
I'm playing it just to play it, but right now I'm planning on trying to get the platinum trophy for every God of War game at the minute.
Because are you then going to share that with the world on content side of things? Or is
Oh
that
yeah, I'm definitely will.
yeah. Because a lot, obviously, a lot of us have our games that we love, but I wonder if it's have you found that balance yet between I'm a gamer, I play games, but now you're a gamer that's got to make content out of what you play. It's two completely different vibes, isn't it?
Yeah, completely different vibes, but I guess I'm a bit of both. When I'm playing stuff, I like to talk about it. And then sometimes I feel like when I'm playing a game, I don't feel like talking about it.
So let us know then, again, for those that may not know, and just to educate myself, do you go live? Have you got plans to go live? What's all that sort of thing look for you?
I don't really stream that often. It's just not something I'm used to. I'm not really like confident enough to do it. I've streamed a few times, even though I've been told like, oh, you should stream on Twitch and stuff like that. And I've given it a go. It's just not my sort of thing.
It's so funny doing this though, because to hearing you say that, like, oh, I don't think I'm good enough or I'm not confident enough, and having people tell you, no, you should do. It's so funny seeing that on somebody else, because listening to you talk and just seeing you, frankly, I don't understand why you're not confident enough. Do you
I
know what I
don't
mean?
know what it is.
Because I think it would almost give you more confidence.
I probably will have to give it another try again, but sometime in future. But I'll
Because
get there.
I get told all the time, like, oh, I'm off stream. It's like, yeah, I know, but I haven't got energy for it.
Yeah,
And I don't think the voice suits either. But I see someone like yourself that's got, like, obviously, you've got a really good pull because you bring in followers and you bring in a community and stuff like that. So it's not like you don't have the charisma or the personality for it. People clearly love you. So it just makes sense, right? Is that weird hearing that? Because it sounded weird coming out.
no,
Okay, cool. But
understandable.
no, that's fair enough. Because it's obviously the whole point of this is championing the game. We champion everyone being their different selves. But it's important, I think, to take stock sometimes and think, I've achieved that. I'm actually good at that. I'm quite good at that. I can share that. And I think you would flourish streaming, frankly. I said that before I started recording to myself. You should be streaming because I think you've got that knack. What are you playing day to day, games wise?
I think I'm going to still carry on getting the platinum trophy for every God of War. I'm on God of War 2 now. I've just got God of War 1 platinum recently, and that was a pain in the ass. I think I've got about five trophies left for God of War 2, so I'm gonna get my head down and get on with it later on
So,
today.
are you like a one game person? You play one game at a time, essentially. I kind of wish I was like that, but I reckon my most is probably about three or four. But there are sometimes I wish I had the ability to just throw myself into one game. Because I think with time or lack of time, it's hard to do that. Because I've not got 6 hours at a time to just throw into a game and stick with it. If I'm having an hour or two stints, it's hard to sort of keep with one. But I mean, we'll never end battles. So what are you looking at playing next, potentially?
I think I'm planning on to play all of the Ratchet and Clank games.
Nice. From the beginning.
Yeah, all the way from the start to finish.
I started those recently because Retro Revival mentioned them. I played with the kid a little bit, but they never really hit me. But they are really good. Really, really good.
Definitely.
All right. I'm going to jump ahead because I've got some questions for you later because I'm really keen on some stuff. But I'm going to jump ahead a little bit, sort of skirt the process. But we're going to hot takes and sort of debates. Now, this is your chance to throw out anything game related that might be deemed a hot take. Have you got any?
I think I posted one quite a while ago, Alien Isolation. I think it's possibly one of the worst games I've played.
Which version of Alien Isolation?
The PlayStation 4 version.
Okay. Why do you hate it so
I don't know. I put about 2 hours into that game and I don't know what it is. I feel like the game was just too clunky for me to play. And I just don't get the story at all.
much? I mean, do you need a story in that game? Really?
Sort of, yeah.
What do you though? Because I'm thinking of the same game where you're basically being stalked constantly, and you're
Yes.
yeah. Do you need a story in
Possibly.
that? Because are you a story-driven guy?
Yes.
So you need a narrative there really to hook onto.
Definitely.
But then what are some of your favourites? Just rule some of them off because
Some of my favorites, obviously, people know me by Resident Evil, God of War, Doom, even though they're not really story
I
based.
say, what's the story in Doom, man? Doom's got room to room.
Even though they're not really story based, others are like Hitman, of course, Crash Bandicoot, Red Dead Redemptions, some of the GTA games, mainly GTA 4. Those are examples that I can think of.
And then, okay, there's a few that I want to go over, but whatever. Like with the whole, like, so you mentioned Doom, you mentioned Red Dead Redemption. There's a few varied, like, subjects in there, very, very genres of games, right?
Yeah.
Are you, I don't know how to phrase it really, because I want to ask about Resi in a minute. But is there a certain genre that grips you, or do you just jump into whatever seems like it might be cool at the time?
If something catches my eye, I'll play it. Like, if, see if I go onto the PlayStation store and if I spot a game and I'll look at the media of it, like all the videos and pictures of it, and if it looks interesting, I'll get it and play it. So playing a different genre, it's all interesting for me because I'm playing something different rather than, playing survival horrors, open world games, RPGs.
Well, because the reason why I ask that is 2 points, really. One is with the content side of things, I keep trying to bring it back to that, is obviously with you sort of delving more into the gaming side of things, full stop. We get told a lot, not necessarily you, I mean, generally speaking, we get told a lot, I'll find a niche, be part of a niche, make your page a niche page to grow more and stuff like that. But I actually don't really agree with that. I think you should, if you want to, be a variety if you want to. And I wondered if you're gonna, now that you're making content on gaming, start branching out into more genres. Because if you're talking about games and you're sharing your love for them, what you're experiencing while you're playing them, I wondered if you might start playing more genres. Is that sort of a fair thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then my second point to that would be with Resi. I want to ask about that. Where do you sit on the Resi movies?
I don't like the movies. I only like the CGI movies. I don't like the live action ones.
Why?
I don't know. The first three, they're all right. The fourth one and afterwards, I just don't like them. They just got weird.
Is that not? But see, my, I get it. I do fully get it. Is that because they're not like the games? Is that because they're not like similar to the games?
No, I don't mind them. Like, having a concept from the video games and trying to make it a little bit different, but just making them weird—it's just not right.
I don't get it, man. I'm sorry, I don't get it. Because I think if you're not you, I mean generally, if you haven't got a problem with the movies being different from the games, why is there an issue that is absolute madness? I don't understand that. Because my opinion is because they're different from the games, just accept the wild and wacky of it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense anyway. It's a zombie film where the guy's got superpowers. And she has telekinetic powers. Like, just accept it. It's fine. Like, did you like, have you seen Welcome to Raccoon City?
I've watched parts of it.
Did you
I haven't
like
watched it
that?
from it. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, because obviously that is more true to the games, and I actually love it. I think it's really good.
Yeah. But I'm more of a fan of the CGI films.
Well, like, is it Infinite? What's the one with Chris? Infinite.
Infinite Darkness, Degeneration.
I think Infinite Darkness is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why particularly do you like the CGI versions?
I don't know. I think it's just the way that I'm just used to him, like the design of Leon, for an example. I'm used to seeing his design. And I'd say that they're more canon to the video games. Especially Vendetta, Death Island, for an example.
So it does matter if it
Yeah.
matters the games.
Yeah.
Okay, makes more sense now. But yeah, I'm still like, because the other one is, have you? I'm big on this whole topic. Have you seen the Lance Reddick Netflix series?
Yes, I've watched one episode. I haven't
Oh.
watched the rest.
No, because you didn't like it.
I didn't mind it. It's just not something I just go back to and watch.
Okay, because I understand why they got hated, but I actually think it's tremendous as an entity itself. I think it's quite a cool thing because Resi's been done so many times.
Yeah.
It is Resi from a slightly different angle, and I really appreciated that. I thought it made a lot of sense. Yeah, just curious on that one. Is there anything else in the gaming space that really bugs you?
The game in, oh God, I guess Online games like microtransactions actions is possibly the main bug for me. Charging overpriced for bundles. Yes, I'm talking about Call of Duty. It's just overpriced for like a bundle. Like you're spending like 20 quid just for one bundle on Call of Duty.
Do you feel like microtransactions will ever be okay?
It all depends. Depends on the game. But I don't think it will be okay for COD. Definitely not.
What about widespread? Do you think they can be handled better and actually be okay?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes.
Because I've made this point before, I do. I feel like if they're here to stay, which they quite frankly are, especially if games are more digital anyway, it's just another added button, isn't it? You press yes, download, then you press yes, buy another bundle or whatever. I just feel like if they're policed better, so they're structured better, and there's more, what's the word I want, laws behind them, ahead of them, making fair to consumers, I don't see why there should be an issue. It's like with gambling. If there's better systems in place that can help you manage your gambling habits better, on a whole, then I think it's fine. But I do get it that they are egregious at the moment in every single game, frankly. All right, we'll move on to coaches' questions then. So my chance to ask two, three, or four, depending on time, of my now infamous questions on my page, that gets in front of me and get a reaction. So, I mean, I think I might know the answer because you've sort of mentioned it already, but I'm going to ask anyway. Question one is going to be, what's a game you're obsessed with right now?
There's two games, franchises wise, Resident Evil and Hitman.
Speak on Hitman, because I adore Hitman, and I have a love-hate relationship with the newer ones. Speak on Hitman a bit.
Hitman, I just loved those games since I was a kid. The replay value of those games, like different ways to take out your targets, or you can just go in guns blazing, or doing a silent and stealthy. It's the game is just so much fun. Especially, which one was it? Hitman Blood Money. That's the main game that I've put the most hours into. I don't know what it is about it that I love. I just love the whole franchise.
It's
And
probably what. Go on, you go. There you go.
I think Hitman is possibly the most consistent video game franchise for me.
In terms of what?
Replay value, I guess replay value.
Is this all the Hitmans, out of curiosity? Or is it just the first set of four or five? Or is it all of them?
Except for the first one, because I've only played that a few times.
The first one has the same, not issues, but like qualities, I think the first game of Splinter Cell has, which by the way, Splinter Cell, we know this. But if you're going to play a game now from the series, don't play that game, for God's sake. But
Definitely.
it's so unfair in many places. Inaccessible. Not that you can't play it, but it's just if you're looking for just experience the world for a little bit, it's so inaccessible compared to the later ones. Like you said, go and play Contrast, go and play Blood Money, probably Blood Money out of the two, because they're just better games. I take it you're a fan of difficulty.
Yes. I usually play on normal mode or hard.
I didn't even mean that. I just meant in terms of the games, because Hitman on easy is a ball ache.
Definitely.
I maintain the stance that some of the AI on that is the most unfair I've ever seen. And if you've played the, this is for the listeners now, if you've played the British Mansion, or you've played the, what's the club one?
Oh.
Or even the Chinese embassy one, good luck.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare. Okay. Which character do you hate for zero reason?
Oh, I think it might be a popular pick, Michael Bell from Red Dead 2. I just hate his guts. Like I knew from the start of Red Dead Redemption 2 that he's gonna be a dodgy fucker. Like the way he talks, the way he acts, I just knew he was going to be dodgy.
And is I mean, is I get that because people that are sleazy are easy to hate. Is there anybody that like is a good guy maybe, or you don't even need to hate, you just hate just because you can?
Not from the top of my head, no.
I mean, fair enough, mate. That you're a better person than me. I can't stand Cloud Strife is one. There's the fat warthog geezer from Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh, yeah.
Completely lovely bloke, I imagine, and he loves Jade to bits, and he helps her out, but I hate him. He bugs me. There's a few. what is the best slash go to gaming snack and drink?
Oh, damn. Well, I used to be an energy drink addict, so I probably would say a original Monster. I'd probably say pepperoni on pizza.
I mean, we can all be wrong. It's fine.
Pepperoni on pizza and a probably a kind of original Monster would be my pick.
Oh, I love this question because you get an insight into the person's psyche. I can't eat pizza while I play. It's too much. But then, if I suppose if you have like a, I don't know, Doritos or Monster Munch. Monster Munch is my go-to, by the way. But I just think, like, does it is it harder than handling a controller afterwards? I don't know. Oh, fascinating. So you've got, and you haven't got to list them unless you want to, but let's say you've got a top five games of all time, right? I mean, have you?
I possibly do, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, whatever that list is, that's obviously up to you, whatever. I guess what would some of those be if you had to really quickly fire them off? Top three, top five?
So in no particular order, I would say God of War 2018, Red Dead Redemption 2, Resident Evil 4, the original. Fourth one, I'd say Hitman Blood Money. And five, oh, I think I'll go with Doom 2016.
Good shout. I like that because I don't think Doom, the new Dooms, get enough love. I know people love
No.
it, but I mean, in terms of like favorite lists and I think it's brilliant, Doom. I really
Yeah,
do.
brilliant games.
But my question then on the back of that is, what would it take for a game to break into that favorites list?
I guess having so much like character development, and if I like that character so much, having a decent storyline, replay value, and I guess redeeming qualities as well.
Because I asked the question on my at the time of recording, I asked the question on my page a couple of days ago of how long after you've played a game do you decide it's one of your favorites ever? Because obviously a lot of what we have, like, I mean, you've mentioned a few things there, but like Hitman, for example, some of that's based on nostalgia, right? Because you played it years ago and it's part of you because it's been there for ages.
Yeah.
But at some point you made the choice to make Doom 2016, one of your favorites.
Yes.
So, at what point was it? And then what?
I think it was just the first mission alone that made it become my
All right.
favorite. It's the music as well that comes with it when you're in combat.
Because I mean, my example was Alundra, but right. But you play a game. Let's say, I mean, I've just finished, for example, Tomb Raider trilogy. This so let's say that I really loved it. I thought it was amazing. But let's say, for argument's sake, I loved it a lot. And I had this list in my head of, I mean, I don't know, Splinter Cell, Halo, San Andreas, Chrono Trigger, and something else. I'd have to make the decision in my head to go, oh, my favorite games of all time, that. But naturally, it then eclipses another one. So I've made a choice to get rid of that one out of the list. Do you know what I mean? So I just wondered how people decide what their favorite games are and when.
Yeah.
It was a conversation that just fascinated me. I don't know why I just did. What is a game that you revisit once a year?
Once a year. Oh.
Or just one that you go back to regularly?
I'd definitely say the first Mafia, the
The
Definitive
first one.
Edition. Yeah. I love that game. The story to it, Tommy Angelo. That game is just, it's amazing.
Because the Mafia, that came out at the right time for me because I'm a massive Mafia gangster. I love it. Like that's one of my favorite genres. I've read the Godfather books. I've everything. I've got the definitive edition films. I love it, man. I thought that came out at a perfect time for me, and it does feel like you're in that world. Did you say you played the definitive edition, the new ones?
Yes.
Do you think it's a, did you play the original?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, do you think it makes enough to warrant being called definitive? But what else do you like about that series? Because do you like the second one as much?
I do like the second one, but I feel like Vito Scaletta is a bland character.
He treated like shit, didn't he, really?
The third one, I never completed. I've got about 3 hours into that game. It's just a mess.
I mean, I get where you're coming from because it's completely different. I don't know if I call it a mess. I think it's just different. Are you excited for Old Country?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I wondered that because it's obviously set in the Old Country, so it's slightly different, isn't it? Hopefully, it sort of hits the marker. But I also think with the first one in particular, what I love is the little things like you have to drive a speed limit and that stuff grips me. I don't know why it does. It pisses me off royally, but I think it just grips, makes me feel part of the world. I mean, have you played the Godfather games?
I've got Godfather 2 on PlayStation 3, but I've never played the first one.
That's blasphemy. Go play it. Because I could sit here and chat about the Mafia for ages.
I've seen a Chesterfield Gamers live playing it, and it does look good.
It's one of the best movie adaptations ever. Not because it's directly obviously playing through the film, but it kind of is because you're playing alongside it. It's just the best alongside game I think I've ever seen. It's so good, and I recommend it to anybody. Obviously, being a horror fan, first question is favorite horror film.
Scream, the original.
That was rapid. Jeez. And then favorite horror game.
Horror game. Or I'm gonna mention a few. I'm not gonna choose like a franchise wise. Obviously Resident Evil 4, The Suffering.
Yes. No, thank you. Amazing movie.
what others do I like? Silent Hill 2 remake, the only Silent Hill game I've ever played. What others is the Condemned, the first one. Those are a few that comes to my mind.
What about like a what's the bloody oh God. Image of D, isn't it? Missed three of them. Third one's pants. You're playing space.
Dead Space.
Dead Space, that's it. I even said the word space.
Yeah, I love Dead Space. The first
Yeah,
two, brilliant.
I played Dead Space first time ever this year, and it's so good. And people kept warning me about the third game saying it's pants. And I was like, nah, I'll be fine. It is shit. But I love
I
it.
don't think I've ever played the third one.
Don't. As much as I love playing games. And play the game. Okay, move on to the last bit, which is creator spotlight. So now this is your chance to shout out either creators you really enjoy, or if you're not comfy doing that, no problem at all. We don't need names, but just give us an idea of the content you enjoy and why you enjoy it.
Chesterfield Gamer, he's the one who started it all for me. Completely inspired by him. He's such a down-to-earth guy. Always engaging with him, always in his lives without a fail. Retro Revisit, I love his editing videos. Down-to-earth guy, amazing. It's Frampton, funny guy. Laney, also another funny guy. Always got questions for everybody. Holly Retro, interesting character to say the least. Season fanboy, another amazing content creator, funny guy. Obviously you. You're amazing at what you do. Ben Hall Games, amazing, very engaging he is. I'm one of his mods on for his live streams. Special shout outs to Chris Lazenby, Lumi Stokes. I wish I could mention everybody, but I can't from the top of my head.
I got two points then. So obviously you mentioned some fabulous creators in there, and rightly so. First question is, what about them engages you? So obviously everyone's got different likes and dislikes, and as we're scrolling through Instagram, YouTube videos, TikTok, a video's got to grab us in some way. What is it about a person or a video that would grab you?
Speaking about the games that they used to play, like before I was around, which re really appeals to me, like Chesterfield Gamer for an example, with his Sega Mega Drives, because I know he loves that console. Frampton with his PlayStation Ones, with some of the games I've never even heard of.
Sorry to cut you off. I need to ask this now. I wasn't going to, but I need to ask this. Are you a post 2000s guy?
I'm a
Are you?
2001.
So you're 23, 24?
Yeah.
Disgusting. But that's cool though. If that's what it should be for, I think.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm 35, but I never had an Atari 2600 or 700. I never had a Mega Drive. I never had a Master System. But now, as an older person that can sort of grab them, going back to them is lush, because I'm finding,
Yes.
like you said, they're games that I've either never heard of or had heard of, but never touched.
Yeah.
So to experience that history is what I love about it. Some people don't really grasp that. It's like you can have a collection just to collect stuff. Yes, fine. And you can have a collection of stuff that you never had because obviously, whatever. But like, where it looks cool, but I'm earnestly having to play them. I'm understanding gaming history by playing Sonic on the Master System, or putting the Master System in and playing it at its kid for the first time. Like I didn't have them as a kid, so it's lush to play them now. And then my second thing was going to be on the back of what you just said. You mentioned gamers, which is fantastic, but what about general content outside of gaming? What else do you consume? You mentioned music before. Like, what else are you into?
Obviously the horror content, like movie wise, people picking out recommendations of some hidden gems. I'm mainly into like the slasher horror vibe. So whenever someone recommends a slasher to me, I'll watch it like without a fail. Music wise, it's when people start posting like these lyric videos with their edits. That's what gravitates me.
Ooh. And then, because obviously, like, I don't know if you're into, as you mentioned, music and everything, but I wonder if the themes of what grabs you kind of is the same for everything. Like, is there a opening quick picture? Is there an image? Is there a color? Is there like a, you mentioned lyrics there. So I just find that all that kind of stuff fascinating.
Possibly the lyrics more about that.
And then, okay, so flip it. Why should someone be following you?
Well, if you like your music stuff, if you like horror films, mainly slashers, and if you like your video games, just come to me. I'm about.
Because what's like the, have you got an aim for the page? Do you just post to post what you enjoy and hope others like it, or have you got like a dream in mind or a target in mind?
I've got a letterboxed account.
Oh, nice.
I've got an
Give me a four before you carry on. Give me a four on the letterboxed.
Oh, well, these are just random films. So number one, Goodfellas.
Okay.
Two, The Crow.
Nice.
Three, Scream, the original. And five, I would say Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, I love it. You appealed to me there a little bit. The Crow is so underrated. It really,
Yes.
obviously, what happened happened, but that's such an underrated film. No, cool. And then, sorry, you're saying about why we should be following you, which is your love for music. I think carry on. Why should we be following?
Yeah, I've got a Letterboxd account, so you can always go to that. I'll put the things in my bio. There's an app called Stash where I sometimes post video game reviews. So yeah, if you'd like your music, like your horror films, video games, just come to me, come to my page.
Have you listened? I mean, no pressure, but have you listened to the Ash Millman episode?
No.
She's great. You love her. Go, yeah, go to the Ash Millman episode. Slight plug for me there. So you've obviously got, like, say, the whole range of things. Personally, and I was going to mention this to you, and I'm glad you brought it up, the whole game review thing. There's certain people that anyone can post a video about anything. Anyone can post a game review, anyone can post a film review, they can post pickup videos and stuff. Some people are just good at some things. And I feel like with the passion you have for it and the way you present things, I think game reviews is something you should pursue.
Yes.
Because I could quite easily see you on a website somewhere. I just could. It's what it is. Like, I mean, I can't think of the top end now of a site, but like, mind blank. But I can easily see you doing that. Do you think that's something you'd enjoy?
I guess so, yeah. If it's going to recommend people to play a game that I've just reviewed, then yeah, I'll give it a shot.
I mean, would you have the heart to say thanks bad?
If it's a game that I personally hate, yes.
Yeah. Because everyone loves Ruinous, don't they? Because what, like I said before, this is a bit of a weird question, I suppose, but I do have things for you, but I want to get your take first. Because obviously we've said like what you do and why someone in theory should or could be following you. You've got a following already. And you said this is your second page, did you say? Or your
Yes.
second iteration? So you've done this twice now.
Yep.
What is it about you, do you think, that draws people in?
I don't know. I guess I don't really know. I don't know how to answer that. I can't think off the top of my head for the life of me.
It's tricky. I appreciate that. But I like making people squirm a little bit because we're called champion the gamer for a reason. I think it's important that people take time sometimes to, excuse me, take stock of who they are, what they've achieved, and the goodness they bring. And I think that it's important that you realize that you've got a drawing quality. I just wondered if you sort of had any idea where that came from, what the drawing quality is, because my thing with you is you love what you do, first and foremost. And that's palpable and we can see it. So it's quite easy to engage with that because if you love it, then there's more likelihood we will. Or even if you hate something, you're doing it with love. So, we'll listen to you a bit more. Do you feel like you portray that? Do you feel like you give off that energy that you earnestly love what you do?
Definitely. I feel like I'm more bothered about the content that I put out rather than the views and followers that I get. That's all I'm just really passionate about. It's just the content I'm giving out to people.
Because what are you? I mean, I know you said that you might do more game reviews and stuff, but have you got any like targets you want to hit? Like, do you want to be going to, get into more media maybe? Do you want to have a larger page, more pages? Do you want to make money from this? Like, what's the sort of end goal here, do you think?
That's not something I really thought about. I guess I just really want to like engage with other people, like being more confident in streaming. So yeah, that's pretty much I can think of really.
That's fair enough. I think it's important to know that like you can or appreciate that you can have a goal and everything, but maybe sometimes just rein it in a bit and just you're happy, content, keep pushing forward. That's also a valid goal. So I do get that. Just really quickly talk about some of the, because we don't get much chance to do this, but talk about some of the challenges you might have come across. Is there anything that you found particularly difficult that you didn't think you would, or any stumbling blocks you've had so far?
No, not really. I guess it's just when I'll post one video and then I'll leave it for about a week because I don't know what to post. I guess that's just something that sometimes bugs me. And then I'll just have a random idea that come to my mind and I'll just post it.
But do you enjoy that though? Is that how you are normally in normal life?
Yeah, that's normally how I
Well,
am.
surely then just stick with it then, because
Yeah.
it's how you're more comfy. And not everyone can post every day. Not everyone should post every day. Maybe that's just the format that works for you. Because
Yeah.
I know for me that lack of like ideas is a thing. We all have it. I don't care what anyone says. They're lying through their teeth if they say that they have endless amounts of ideas. Some have more than others, granted, but like to have an endless amount of ideas is bullshit. I've spoken to many people in the industry, in any field ever. You do get creative burnout and blockage. It happens. So, maybe what you've got is what works. And clearly it does work because you've got
Yes.
a good following. So stick to it. This has been great, my friend. Absolutely amazing. Is there anything you want to finish with?
No, N not as far as I know, no.
Are you doing YouTube?
No.
You should.
What makes you say that?
It's because I feel like, because maybe if I say it, because you've got this like, I don't want to glaze too much. You've got this like natural drawing energy, and the content you post, I think, would work well over there. And maybe it would obviously bring more eyes naturally. But I think it, I don't know, it would just suit alongside TikTok, of course. But I think you'd suit it.
All
Maybe
right, I'll keep.
you can try more video reviews, game reviews.
I'll keep that one in mind.
Listen, man, I'm giving out advice, man.
I'll take your word for
I don't have any pull whatsoever, but if I can give advice, I will.
it.
This has been great, my friend. You've been episode 70, which is wild to me to say. And I'll catch everybody on the next one.
Yep, thanks for having me.